Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
The much anticipated, never duplicated, precious time, precious moments that we get to spend each and every Monday that we're here with the man that we like to call Shawn Michael Hollywood Lyle. He came of age back in those Hollywood Hills, those Hollywood nights.
In the Hollywood Hills, yeah.
Yeah,
I know. Just like the Bob Seger song.
Exactly right. Now, Mrs. Lyle, is she a West Coaster too?
Yes. Yeah, we're both from, grew up in San Jose, California.
Wow. So did you know each other way back in the day, or
what day is that?
Well, back in the early days.
I've been married my entire adult life plus 1 year.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, I knew her when I was in high school.
Yeah. That's now. How about that? Now, how does she feel about the whole Midwestern relocation here?
Well, she doesn't really get to do much with it. She still works in California, as a matter of fact. She has been a remote worker for years now, before it was popular.
Right.
And she is a bookkeeper for a doctor's group in California.
Nice.
Yeah. So her office actually, what a great office. Her office... looking out the window is the Eads Bridge and the arch and the gateway grounds.
Not too shabby.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. So she's pretty. Now, did she pay all the bills at home too?
She's the bookkeeper. Yeah.
So that's good. You know, when we first got married, my mom always did the books when I was a kid, and when Georgiana and I first got married, I put her in charge of paying the bills, which it's not my best decision. And so after, 6 or 9 months, we changed that. And whatever friction may have existed early in our marital life was gone. And I've been paying the bills ever since, more or less on time.
Yeah, well, my wife is quite good at it. So,
yeah.
And well, as a matter of fact, I've been in radio all the time. So early on in my career when I was, not that I make much now, but when I made very little money, we've had tremendous credit. Our entire lives since we were teenagers, really.
That's awesome. Yeah. And you're out there smoking cigars with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Chomping on cigars, yeah. You had to bring that up because every time you say that, my mouth tastes like an ashtray. I still remember it. But the coolest thing that was even cooler than that, and I know most people won't care anything about this.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
But the coolest thing was when I would go to Sacramento in the state capital is that I got to go to the top of the capital.
Nice.
To the cupola, I believe it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
At the very top.
Yeah.
I got to stand there on the top of the dome
outside
in the cupola and stood there and just hanging out with
some of the state. Because that's not open to the public.
No, I mean, it is not.
You got to be a cigar-smoking friend of the governor.
Well, yeah, the Highway Patrol has the keys to let you in.
Right.
Yeah.
Chips.
Yeah.
You ever meet Eric Estrada?
Yes, I have.
Of course.
I've got a picture somewhere of me and Eric Estrada somewhere.
No surprise there.
Yeah.
Does your wife, like,
he's a hockey fan, by the way.
Is that right?
Bakersfield Condors.
Huh.
I was covering. Yeah. I was at a Bakersfield Condors game, and he came out.
Doesn't get better than that.
Does your wife like you working nights? Have you always worked nights?
No, I'm a morning guy.
So does she mind you working nights, or would she prefer you go back to mornings?
Well, if it came up, mornings is good. The reason the mornings is good is because It's nice to have the day out of the way. Mm-hmm. And because she works, the hours that she works, it's easier for her to get up when I get up and get a lot of her work done before the banks open.
Right, yeah.
So it's easier for her that way.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice, actually. So now she probably has to work later, though.
Yeah, than... well, what she does now is that when, she'll start at 8 a.m. and go for a couple of hours doing her reports and everything. She has to get the reports. And then once I come to the radio station, then she goes back to work.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
What do you guys do? Do you guys go to movies?
No, I don't. Movies aren't real, you know.
I do. Well, we were Top Gun. I mean, there's nothing real about a 60-year-old pilot for
I lived in Hollywood. I knew people who made movies. I participated myself, and it's sort of like sausages, I think.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's once you see how they're made, you really don't
know. So I know you did some acting.
Yeah.
And did some stage work.
Mm-hmm.
And did motion pictures, any of that, was that ever a thought for you?
Well, yeah, I did some television and some motion pictures when I was in Hollywood, and they wanted me they offered me a contract on General Hospital.
Oh!
And I said no. And I said, no, I'm going to broadcasting school and I'm going to be in radio.
Well, you know, although the soap operas aren't doing all that well anymore either.
Well, but that was such a long time ago.
Yeah.
They were doing, as a matter of fact, they were telling me, oh, we've got big plans. We're going to expand to an hour because at the time it was a 1.5-hour show, began with a piano solo and the guy and it just said General Hospital, and that it was before, you know, the whole Luke and Laura thing. As a matter of fact,
you could have been Luke.
Well, no, actually, I was acquainted with Tony Geary.
Yeah,
back in those days.
Of course you were.
If you got to work, if you got any work as one of these impoverished, you know, actors, if you got any work, then you kind of had to help out those who didn't.
Right.
And so there was one time that I got some work. And so it was up to me to buy him groceries.
You bought groceries?
I bought groceries
for
because
Tony Geary.
He wasn't working at the time, and I got work, so I bought him groceries.
What did you get him?
And, huh?
What did you get him?
I don't know. Just went down to the grocery. Just
milk
a bag, a bag of groceries. I don't know what it was. Oh. But I got him groceries, and he never got the opportunity to reciprocate and buy me groceries.
Well, he needs to make good on that.
I don't know if he could buy groceries these days.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Things aren't going so well.
Well, that was a long time ago that he was successful, but yeah.
Oh, is he not on the show anymore?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Who knows?
You know, I didn't follow it much. Is he?
I have no idea.
Anybody know?
So
does he know?
How long have you been in St. Louis?
Year and a half, less than 2 years.
So have you had any favorite restaurants experience? And also, are you an Emo's fan?
No.
No,
I'm not a St. Louis food guy.
Yeah.
As I was telling him before, I find everything here tastes like fat, salt, and sugar.
Yeah, I did hear that. Yes.
Yes. And it's
I wouldn't disagree with that.
It's but an interesting thing is I remember, I don't know who it was, but somebody at the Post-Dispatch had gone to Los Angeles and said they couldn't find anything to eat. And they didn't think any of it was good in Los Angeles.
Huh.
And I thought, you know, there were all these people responding to that saying, wait a minute, this is it's one of the greatest food cities in the world. But if you're just not used to that palate and vice versa, then, yeah, it's going to take a while
to
get
used to. Did
you
ever go to the California Club in Los Angeles?
No.
Downtown. Never been in there.
Never been there.
Yeah.
No. That was not my pay grade.
Yeah, but, I mean, you've got buddies, I'm sure, or whatever. We went to a wedding there.
Yeah.
And it was the most incredible wedding I've ever been to in my life. They had live music on all three floors.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, the food everywhere. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was never the people I hung with.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, I hung mostly with starving actors, starving musicians, starving radio people, or public servants who...
Smoke cigars.
Smoke cigars, yeah. Well, he bought his own cigars.
Yeah, well, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Folks, it's Shawn Michael Lyle. He is like an ever-opening flower for us here on these Monday evenings. We got a little glimpse of what could have been on General Hospital, which, you know what, if you'd have gotten that gig, because that was the one show I watched every day in college.
I did have that gig.
Wow.
You were on General Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was. I had a small role for a short period.
Who were
of time.
You? What was the character?
Dr. Brandon Winston.
Doctor.
I had a beard back then, so
a doctor
I was a
with
kid.
A beard on General Hospital.
I was a kid.
Yeah.
But I looked older.
Kind of like Doogie Howser.
Right. Well, the thing was is that they. Had this nurse Jessie Brewer, Emily McLaughlin.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And she, I thought they were joking because I was at a Hollywood party, and they said, "Yeah, she's been married to every doctor available," and it was like, "Ha ha ha ha!" And I said, "No, really,
we
need somebody else. We need to bring somebody in from the outside for just a short period of time."
You know, John Berardino, who was on that show,
yes,
played for the St. Louis Browns at one point.
Well, I knew that he played baseball.
Yeah.
It was kind of funny because when I showed up for the videotaping, and it was just me and him and her, and most everybody was in a booth somewhere else.
Uh-huh.
They had a camera guy and all that, two cameras, and I said, "Are we going to rehearse?" And he said, "Do you know your lines?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, let's just do it."
Let's just do it.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happens here every Monday at 9:05 when we're joined by Shawn Michael Hollywood Lyle. And when we come back, Braxton Payne is going to tell us what is trending. That's next on KMOX.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, back to Hancock and Kelly, sponsored by Insperity, HR that makes a difference, on News Radio 1120, KMOX.
Well, what a fine program it's been. We've talked to our sports insider, John Hancock. We just enjoyed our weekly visit with the star of General Hospital, Shawn Michael Lyle. He was Dr. So-and-so.
Yeah, Brennan Winston. Hospital. I wrote it down because I want to be able to Google that later.
Oh, that's good. So, we're going to have to plumb the depths of that. The next time we get together, it won't be for a while because Cardinal baseball will be on the next several Monday nights. Good for them. Cardinals are playing some good ball right now, but it is our weekly time. This is Braxton. You usually call in during this segment. What's trending, Braxton?
Yeah, I'm excited. So normally I give you guys, a couple options to pick from. So we got three options tonight.
All right. Let me write them down.
We got DJ Johnson,
DJ
Summer,
Johnson.
That's and Father's Day.
DJ Johnson, Summer. And well, Father's Day.
Yes.
And by DJ, you mean Dustin Johnson,
Dustin,
the
yes,
golfer.
Yes, yes,
Let's start there.
Yeah, so breaking news today, DJ, Dustin Johnson was, you know, he decided in February that he wasn't going to go play for the LIV League, which is Saudi Arabia's golf league. So what's going on?
Oh, this is the one that's handing out all the money.
Yes. So Saudi Arabia has decided, you know, it's what we refer to as sports washing. They want to, you know, clean up their record with
human rights.
Yes. So they've offered millions of dollars to people. They offered Jack Nicklaus $100 million guaranteed. So nothing in the PGA is necessarily guaranteed. You know, obviously they have their sponsors, but not guaranteed money. So they offered, you know, Jack Nicklaus $100 million, you know, with his gambling problems. I'm surprised he didn't take that. But he said, you know, we're not going to do that.
Jack Nicklaus said
yeah.
no.
Oh, yeah. He has a lot of gambling problems. So the LIV Golf League was set to you know, kick off here shortly. They're end up going to have 42 golfers. And Dustin Johnson said, you know, no in February, but he accepted a deal of $150 million guaranteed to play
in
this
league. And so they can't play in the PGA then at that point.
So, yes, the PGA said that anybody that is going to play in this league cannot play in the PGA. You know, one of the things that I think is interesting, too, you know, we talk about sports watching. You know, PGA has had golf tournaments in Saudi Arabia before. And, yeah. you know, they are now trying to take the moral high ground, which I think is the right thing to do. But in the past, when they were making money, they were okay with it. And, you know, one of the things about the PGA too is in these golf tournaments, the lower half don't make money.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
they mm-hmm. you know, have to pay their own way there. They yeah. don't make anything.
Much like snooker.
Much like snooker. but you know, like so this golf league in Saudi Arabia is gonna have 8 events. Yeah. And there's the purse is gonna be $255 million, so it's gonna be $25 million. To the winner. So Dustin, wow. you know, DJ is going to be the best player in this league. So he could probably make, you know, upwards of, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars if he wins these golf tournaments. You know, he's like the 8th richest golfer, the 3rd richest golfer currently playing. But he's the 15th among golfers of all time, his net worth, you know, so,
wow.
and so that's one of the things, you know.
So who else do they have in this thing? I guess Mickelson's in?
No, so he's out. So the only major name is going to be Dustin Johnson. So a lot of these are people that might have finished in the second half uh-huh. of the PGA uh-huh. that wanted the guaranteed, you know, some of these people are getting guaranteed, you know, $25, $15 million. And when you're not guaranteed and you're going to play and you have to pay for your own travel, Dustin Johnson did see some of the sponsors drop him. But I think he's going to make up for that instantly. With what he's going to be able to get guaranteed and also win, which I think is interesting. And it's going to be interesting to see how the PGA, I mean, the PGA said that, you know, he's not going to be allowed to come back and play.
Because he's a Masters champion too, right?
Yes, and he's one of the most popular golfers. You know, he's has a great social media following. I mean, he's third all-time in winnings behind, not all-time in winnings, but net worth behind Tiger Woods and Jack Nicklaus.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's something that you got to think about. You know, obviously he's going to get a great payday, but it's going to, you know, benefit him in the long run.
You think he'll regret it?
I mean, I'm all about if you're going to do a sport, you can't play forever, so might as well get as much money out of it as you can. Golf, you can play a lot longer. It'll be interesting to see, you know, hey, does he take this risk and it doesn't work out? Then he's able to weasel his way back into the PGA, hire a PR firm and figure it out from there. Or will people not care and just watch it anyway because he is such a big name?
Yeah, but if the competition's not there and, you know, we'll see. And whether anybody's going to watch it, I wonder if any American television is going to pick it up.
Yeah, and that's like the same thing when the XFL, you know, started. You know, the whole thing was the NFL is, you know, okay, it's kind of blah. Hey, we're going to take over some of the money. And obviously they folded within a year. I mean, I know that's an extreme example, but the PGA is the, you know, the pinnacle. So
well, the pandemic didn't help the XFL very much. Yeah. And actually we supported the Battlehawks great.
Yeah. I mean, this was back in 2006 or whenever they first started. I mean, uh-huh. you know, I will never forget the coin flip was not a coin flip. It was they tossed the ball and the two players had to run after the ball and tackle each other. And whoever came out with the ball got to decide which, you know, if they wanted the ball or, you know, which side of the field, you know, and it was Vince McMahon's, you know, little
right.
you know, sports baby right there.
Well, there you go. Okay, so let's transition from Dustin Johnson, who's leaving the PGA Tour apparently, to Summer.
Yeah, so I think one of the things, you know, I'm seeing a lot on, you know, a lot of my friends and a lot on Twitter is this summer seems to be more busy than ever. I mean, you know, 2019 was great. 2020, we had the pandemic. 2021, we were still, like, I think, kind of feeling out the pandemic. Yeah. You know, the vaccine wasn't widely available yet. I am so busy. I mean, like, I think there's something every week. I don't have a free weekend, I think, until mid-September.
Wow. You know,
going to a music festival this weekend in Nashville and just, like, and I just think there's weddings. And I never have weddings in the middle of summer.
You guys started to travel like Michael Kelly over
here.
Yeah,
well. You learn from the best. But, you know, like, I just think, like, are you I think you had a wedding recently, and I never had summer weddings. I'm just experiencing, I have, you know, a couple summer weddings this year. Are you experiencing just a influx of summer activity?
Yeah, a whole lot of social things. People are getting back in the swing and having dinner parties in their homes. And, you know, all of that is great because it was missed. I missed, you know, that year plus.
We're social people.
Yeah. I mean, and I like to be out with folks. And but yes, I have noticed that this summer has gotten, it feels normal.
Yeah. And it's I think it's really nice. And one of the things that I'm seeing, you know, like going to, like, you know, I went to Chicago last weekend with my mother-in-law and my mom and my wife, and we went to see a Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
And, by the way, best concert I've ever seen.
Really?
Live. Oh, it was absolutely amazing. Soldier Field, we saw it. And, you know, just like even like the hotel we stayed at, you know, the hotel, there was conferences at the hotel. So, you know, all the people that were there for conference, you could just tell it was just like these people, you know, they were, it was a medical conference. So obviously they really haven't done anything in 2 years.
Right.
And they were there, you know, at the hotel bar every day when the conference, you know, ended. It was packed. And I just think it was something that I'm just happy to be back with summer again. I mean, I love summer. I hate winter. Sometimes I wonder why I live in St. Louis. But,
well, we have the seasons here. I love the changing of the seasons.
No, I'd rather just have it be like South Florida.
This particular time right now, this is perfect.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Perfect.
I mean, last weekend was just like,
it was.
The Cardinal. Yeah. I went to the Cardinal game on Monday. Yeah. I mean, Memorial Day.
Yeah.
It was just unreal. It was perfect.
Well, it is, you know, there's a lot to like about St. Louis. That's what's trending with Braxton Payne. You've really gotten into this whole soccer thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I've always been into soccer. I'll make that very clear. Huh.
And this is a guy who thinks soccer's a sport. So we're going to talk about soccer, what's happening after this on Cable X.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly.
I love it at night.
On King of OX.
And welcome back. It's Hancock and Kelly Late Night. Michael Kelly is on assignment. Braxton Payne is sitting in, as he did last week. I appreciate having you. You, sir, follow a sport that I have yet to, well, grow a fancy for, let's say. And that sport, of course, is...
You mean the most popular sport in the world.
Yeah, that's what people say. Soccer.
Yes.
You have thoughts.
Are also known as football. So I think we have the clip. USA played Morocco last week on Tuesday. It was a friendly, as you like to call it, a practice game.
Oh, a practice game.
In Cincinnati. And Christian Pulisic is considered one of the best players in the world, but he's definitely considered the LeBron James of soccer.
He plays for Morocco.
He plays for the United States.
He plays for the United States.
Yeah, he plays for Chelsea in England as his club team.
Yeah.
But he's known as the LeBron James of soccer.
Wow.
You know, he's that good.
What about that Messi guy?
Well, yeah, but he's from Argentina. We're talking about the American, LeBron James is from America. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So, you know, he's popular throughout the world, but definitely here in America. And he had some choice words. I mean, we'll play it in his post-game interview after the USA beat Morocco 3-0.
What did you say this guy's name was?
Christian Pulisic.
Okay, never heard of him.
It's been a couple months since you were back in front of these U.S. fans. How'd it feel tonight?
Yeah, it was nice. To be honest, for whatever reason, I'm not super happy with the amount of Americans here, however that works out, if I'm being completely honest. But it's thanks to the ones who did come, and the support is always great from them. But yeah, it's nice to be back in America and playing again.
Thank you, Christian.
Thank you.
Interesting and newsworthy. Christian Pulisic calling out the American fan base for a lack of numerical support. The crowd was...
Yeah, and so obviously that was some groundbreaking stuff.
And the game was played where?
In Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yes.
Well, that was your first mistake.
Well, so obviously Twitter, blew up after this. And surprisingly, it wasn't on Christian Pulisic, because one of the things that I think a lot of U.S. soccer fans, as I've been, so I will go, back in time. My first game I ever went to a U.S. soccer game was in Chicago at Soldier Field. It was USA versus Poland. And, Poland has the largest population of, Polish people outside of Warsaw, even most in
Chicago
most cities.
Chicago.
It was 90% Polish fans, 10% American fans. Wow. So it's kind of been the tradition over time. But as U.S. soccer...
Well, when we had the Bosnia game here, the crowd was all...
Yes. I mean, that's one of the things that over time, U.S. soccer has gotten more and more popular. And, even when we play Mexico, we've played it in cities like Columbus, where, we are guaranteed more American fans. We're not playing them in New York or, Miami or, Texas. So one of the things that I thought was interesting on Twitter, was the backlash of the U.S. Soccer Federation. The cheapest ticket to get into that game, what you call a practice game, was $75 for the nosebleed on a weekday.
Yeah.
On a Memorial Day.
A game doesn't mean anything.
On a Memorial Day. Uh-huh. I mean, it's a holiday weekend. And, obviously on the secondary, they were sold out. So the secondary market was, $200, $300
plus.
Yeah, $300
plus. To go see Father Polizzi or whatever the guy's name.
And so one of the things I think is interesting is, first off, U.S. soccer has taken a lot of backlash. And the player hasn't. Christian Pulisic has not taken really any backlash because, he supports the people that go. But one of the things that I think is interesting is, Morocco, it's not like we play Morocco every year like we play Mexico or Honduras or Costa Rica.
And there's not a lot of Moroccans running around out here.
Well, there is.
There are Moroccans.
There are. Yeah, there's but also it's like a, once in a generation type, or, once in a lifetime type thing to have Morocco play on U.S. soil. It doesn't happen all the time.
You ever eat at Morocco at Epcot?
I've drank at Morocco at Epcot.
So what I love about Morocco at Epcot, and I digress, and I apologize, but you go, they got the menu up right there, right out there in the middle of Morocco at Epcot.
Yes.
And so you can get, the first item you can have is you can get chicken, and then you can get beef, and then you can get chicken and beef, and then you can get... beef and chicken.
I think those are called kebabs.
Yeah, that's what's on the menu at Morocco. Anyway, so we got a lot of Moroccans in Cincinnati.
Well, yeah, I mean, and so it was 50%
Moroccans.
Yeah, 50% Moroccans, 50% U.S.
in
fans.
Cincinnati.
Yes, and I think that's one of the problems is one of the other problems with U.S. soccer of people that follow it is they play in the same 10 cities. They play in Kansas City, which they were just in yesterday, they had a crowd. They played Uruguay, which is the number 13 team in the entire world.
Really?
Tied them 0-0. But, the fans there were 90%
Americans. Uruguayan. Oh, Americans.
Americans.
Oh,
but then you play in Chicago. They play there. Uh-huh. Just yesterday on Memorial Day as well, or this on Sunday, excuse me, Mexico played Ecuador in Chicago instead of playing in Mexico.
Huh.
So it's also, they do play in these cities, but they play in the same cities over and over again. And I just think it's one of the things that I cannot wait for I am now a proud season ticket holder of St. Louis City SC. I got those
nice.
2 weeks ago, and I'm excited to have games here because we'll draw a good crowd. We've done it at Busch Stadium. We'll do it here.
I have a problem with a game that can end in a 0-0 score.
Of course, I knew this was coming. As soon as I said it, I regretted it.
And it's always the question. I got buddies that love soccer, and I'll always say, hey, what's the score of the soccer? It's always 0-0. And
nil-nil, as we say.
Yeah, whatever. How can you have a game and it's 0-0?
It's called art, I think. It's I don't know how to defend it.
What they do in baseball when it's 0-0? They keep playing. Now, they put a runner on second base at some point, which is ridiculous, but that's another story. You know what they do in football when it's 0-0?
What?
They keep playing.
Well, not after the first quarter if it was 0-0.
Okay.
And then the coin flip. I mean, we could talk about the coin flip if we wanted to do
all
that.
Right. Touche. But at 0-0. Now, what's the league that we're in here?
MLS.
Yes.
Major League Soccer.
Those games end 0-0?
Yeah, yes, of course.
I thought they go into overtime.
In the playoffs they do, yes. Yeah. But not in the regular.
Have the kickoff or whatever you call it at the end?
Like the kickoff,
you kick at the goalie and then until somebody scores.
Shootout?
Yeah. Don't they do that at the end of these things?
Not in the regular season, yes. In the playoffs they do. But it was one of the best things growing up was going to I've been to like 20 or so U.S. soccer international games ranging from Kansas City, Chicago, Columbus, Cincinnati, to even to Miami with my dad.
Yeah.
It was one of the things that I would buy him for, his birthday. He would
Father's
buy me
Day.
For and then, I would buy him for Father's Day. I know you guys aren't going to be on, before Father's Day.
That's correct.
What are your guys's we have traditions. A lot of people have we always do Father's Day brunch or we do dinner or whatever. Do you guys have a Father's Day tradition that you do in your family?
It's just a barbecue where I don't have to do anything.
Who cooks then?
Georgianne and Mary Catherine and
So what's on the menu then? Is it
whatever I want.
Is it like the traditional, because I know your wife is she's Greek. So is it like lamb chops, or are we talking traditional St. Louis pork sticks?
Well, we've done it all. Okay. I do like a nice dish of spanakopita for Father's Day.
Amen to that.
Man, and if you've had Georgian when you get it out, and I'm a lot of great Greek restaurants here, and I'm not dissing any of you, but Georgian spanakopita is... it's otherworldly.
You've talked about it several times, and I still have yet to receive.
She doesn't make it. It's a lot of work. It takes a long time because she butters every layer of the phyllo dough, and there's 14 or 15 layers of phyllo dough, and they're so thick. The spinach and I'm so hungry.
Do you have two kids?
Yeah.
Do you guys do gifts, cards, or is it
cards.
Just experience?
Yeah, it's cards, no gifts.
I think so. What me and my dad do traditionally, since I've been 21, so the past 10 years or so, is we're bad planners. I'm a great planner. My dad, not so much.
Not so much.
So usually what happens is I'll text him, hey, what are your plans for Father's Day? And it's usually I'm going over to... my in-laws, which is my dad's wife's father, we're doing this and this and this. And I'm like, I'm like, well, when can I see you? And he's like, well, we'll meet up. But usually what we like to do is we like to do a little pub crawl every year.
You and your dad crawling around the pub.
Yeah. Sometimes, it's been the next day. So it's maybe sometimes a Monday brunch, at 11 a.m. The next day after Father's Day. Never hurt anybody, go to a little brunch and then hit up a couple Soulard bars is usually what we like to do. We don't really do gifts. We haven't done. I don't think my dad's got me a Christmas gift in 10 years. Usually, he used to write me a check. He doesn't do that anymore, which I would like to bring that back, that tradition. we just normally text each other, say, Happy Father's Day, Merry Christmas. And then we kind of, go about our merry way.
Yep. My son-in-law will be having his first Father's Day as a father this year. So we're going to have three generations of fathers around the house for the first time ever. That'll be kind of fun.
I will say one of the things, though, before we go into our break is that my dad is now the HOA president of his neighborhood association. And he ran as a joke and getting elected. So he's keeping the pool clean. The neighborhood pool is definitely clean out there in St. Charles County.
that happens in Congress, too. that's Braxton Payne. I'm John Hancock. We've got one more short little segment with you. We're going to talk about this whole crafting cocktail thing that's going on all over the place. That's next on KMOX.
Two for two.
It's Hancock and Kelly on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
And welcome back, Hancock and Kelly. John Hancock alongside Braxton Payne. And it's our final segment here on Monday night. We've got the best of Glover coming up next. And then our American Stories will take you for quite a while after that. I'm not sure how long, but it'll take you quite a while. Now, we were talking about and these little crafty cocktails. I went to this wedding the other night, I mentioned, Saturday night. And they had these specialty cocktails that they were handing out, butlering around. And I guess that's all the rage these days.
Yeah, so one of the things that, you know, I like to do is I like to try different drinks, you know, with different mixtures. So my wife actually in 2019 bought this experience. It's a mixology class at Intoxicology, which is in Tower Grove on Manchester. And we had to reschedule it because we scheduled it for 2020. Had to reschedule it again in 2021.
It's called Intoxicology?
Intoxicology.
All right.
So it's a little like store. It has all the best, it has like vintage glasses, has, you know, some of the best cocktails, has the best, you know, liquors. And so like we were like, okay, let's try this class. So she surprised me last Friday with a little date night.
Nice.
So we went there. We got there, and I thought, you know, it was going to be like a full class. She's like, well, she told me on the way there. So I was like, oh, it's going to be a class. Well, it was only two of us. So it was just us two and the two owners. They're a husband-wife pairing that live in Brentwood, but they have this place in Tower Grove.
Intoxicology.
Yeah, Intoxicology. So I was very excited. And one of the things, so we just, you know, got greeted with champagne.
What time of day is this?
So this was at 7 o'clock at night. So,
you've had dinner.
We had snacks, yes,
okay.
But at our favorite restaurant, Frazier's in Benton Park.
All right.
And then we got there, and I was like, okay, let's try this. And so one of the things that I think that's very interesting with this whole craft cocktail movement is that no matter how fancy there are still the basic three ingredients. So he was telling us about this, and there's, you know, you have the three staples. So one of them is, you know, how you make a Manhattan. It's the, you know, the base liquor, simple syrup, and a little bit of
the grenadine.
And the grenadine, which would be the liqueur. So, but that's how all these craft cocktails are. So I was, you know, I talked to you earlier about this, and I was like, you know, is craft cocktails a millennial movement, or has they always been around in your time, you know, like when you were growing up and you would go out to bars, was always just like beer and a shot? Or did you have craft cocktails growing up?
Well, I'm sure somebody did, you know, I mean, because they had. Well, so there's a place in Cleveland that it's called The Social, and it's an old 1920s style speakeasy.
Oh, nice.
And so they're playing Louis Armstrong in there. The servers are all dressed in period attire. And it's got the old furniture, you know, the velvet sofas and so forth. Great place.
That's awesome.
Low ceiling. And they serve vintage cocktails from the 1920s. So you can get a Rob Roy or different things like that. So, yes, the cocktail has been around for as long as people have been drinking.
Yeah, one of the things that I thought was interesting, I had like a sidecar which has gin in it, or cognac in it. I mean, I don't like dark liquor.
You're not a big cognac guy.
No, I don't like whiskey. I don't like dark liquor at all. And I tried it, and it was phenomenal because when you make it right, it makes sense. And our last cocktail we made. So what this place is, and
how many of these things are you drinking out there?
So you get to make three cocktails.
All right.
But the thing is, they have each of the base spirits, which are, you know, the gin, vodka, cognac, you know, tequila, vodka.
Uh-huh.
And then you get to pick your liqueur, and then sometimes the bitters, and then sometimes the syrup. And the last drink that we had, I want to know if you would ever have a drink with this in it.
All right.
It had egg white in it. So we cracked an egg, you know, got the egg white in it. And I put tequila in mine, a little bit of agave syrup, and a little bit of banana liqueur. And you shake it up in a shaker, and then you pour it over like in a little coupe glass that you would, you know, have with like champagne in the olden days. Would you ever have a cocktail with egg white in it?
With an egg?
Yeah. It's phenomenal. But
really?
Yeah, it has a little foam on top.
Yeah, well, you know, because I've had a White Russian before.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is, you know, heavy cream,
yeah,
and vodka and Kahlua.
Yeah. And I just think that, like, as... And first off, and if you go to these restaurants now, every cocktail is, you know, $14 if you're going to get one of these nice crap.
Yeah, and
cocktails.
They've all got their own little fancy names. And,
yeah,
you know.
Which is like and the ones that I've had before, too. They have these little flowers, like elderflowers, I think they're called, but they buzz your mouth, so it makes your mouth numb. You're supposed to eat the flower before you have the cocktail. I would honestly, John, we got to go do that. I would love to. I would love to film you just eating a little flower and then having a cocktail afterwards.
I think I did that in college. but wait a minute. Now, if your mouth is numb, because usually you have a cocktail before dinner, right? So you go somewhere and you say, "Would you like a cocktail?" Well, yes, I'll have a. Give me something with a flower that's going to make my mouth numb, so I can't taste my dinner.
It's not like permanent. It lasts throughout, like, you know, the entire course of the drink. And so speaking of, so you just mentioned something I think that's interesting. Is so you would go to cocktails before dinner. Like, so would you go to, like, let's say you would go someplace, would you go someplace different, or would you,
no,
like...
No, okay. You have a cocktail at the restaurant.
Okay, so you have a cocktail at the restaurant, okay.
Yeah.
So I think the big thing now with my generation is espresso martinis. I mean, they have become, everyone has them, every restaurant.
Like coffee?
So it's espresso, vodka, and sometimes, depending on the place, you have, like, a little syrup or, like, Kahlua in it, and they shake it up, and it's, you know, they put the little beans, espresso beans
hot
on top.
Hot or cold?
Oh, cold. Oh,
okay.
So and so you drink that, and that's become like, I mean, my wife, it's her like go-to. When
so
we
you got
dinner.
The espresso, which is heavy caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
You got the alcohol, which is a depressant.
Yep. It's a blackout. It's what you like to call it.
I don't think that's going to end well.
I mean, it's also very popular in Europe, along with the, you know.
Well, in Europe.
Yeah, well.
They like soccer over there.
Well, it's the number one sport in the world, though.
Yeah, that's what she said.
But, you know, I mean, I just think that to like going out to dinner, even like, being 21 10 years ago versus now.
Will you stop it with the 10 years ago being 21?
I just want to give perspective. I think it's changed so much.
I'm 21 years away from Cutis, and he's over here.
just because, like, every place I go out to, it's like every cocktail's $10, but like it's become an experience when you go out to dinner now.
Well, I like to eat, you know, the cocktail, smocktail, I mean, whatever. I want a nice.
What's your favorite place in St. Louis and your favorite dish?
Palmanos.
And I have a gift card there. I need to use it.
Yeah, I do too. They actually, I have my
double
own,
day night. Though.
I have my own dish there that's not on the menu.
Okay, what is it?
And Mama makes it in the back for me, which is very nice. It's the filet, and with usually scallops in there.
Yep.
Served in the lobster ravioli sauce.
Ooh.
And it is, and then they'll put some mushrooms and you know whatever else Mama wants to throw in there, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm for sure getting that. I have a gift card, need to use it. My favorite's Frazier's in Benton Park.
Okay,
it's the halibut with the feta mashed potatoes and the asparagus is my favorite thing.
Well, there you go. That's a good, well-rounded.
With their margarita.
There you go.
There.
Man, that's an international cuisine right there. He's Braxton Payne. I'm John Hancock. Matt Pajeski is back from his tour of Europe, tour of Italy. And it's good to have him back on the control board. Thank you, sir. Shawn Michael Lyle, he of Hollywood and General Hospital fame, is next with the news right here on KMOX.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.